There is a charity tanathon at Serco down at the Albert Dock. It's to raise awareness in the fight against melanoma, and it starts at 12 o'clock. And it's a perfect time to do it in the respect that it's going to be Ladies' Day and the Grand National Thursday, Friday and Saturday. But it's all in the name of a young lady who sadly has passed away called Claire Daly. And now they've set up the Claire Daly Foundation. After a short battle with melanoma, she passed away. She was diagnosed in September and died in December, married for 1 year. And the mark of the young lady was the funeral. There were thousands there. She's just a popular, beautiful young lady. Let's speak to Stephanie. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Pete.
Hi. Thank you very much for joining us. I was panicking now. I couldn't find anyone to talk to about this amazing cause. Hi. Tell me, Stephanie, what your connection with the foundation is.
My connection is being a part of a member of the foundation. We all got together while Claire was alive. We're going to be a campaign called Campaign for Claire.
Yeah.
Obviously, to get awareness of the treatment and let everyone know that, obviously, it's not available on the NHS. It's got to be paid for. So we were starting the campaign, but as you know, Claire sadly passed before we could get a chance to get out there. So the family asked me would I like to get on board with the foundation, which I couldn't refuse because Claire meant the world to me. So now I'm more or less just the networking person that you'll always see tweeting about the foundation and getting more awareness out there. Yeah.
Tell me about Claire.
Claire, oh God, where do I start? Claire was the most generous and beautiful person that you'd ever meet. And she'd light up a room and she'd smile. Sorry, Pete.
Don't worry. Wear your heart on your sleeve because we want people to realise how important this is.
Claire, she meant the world to me like she did to everyone else, but she was very special to me because she understood me and, you know, always had time for me and could see past everything else I used to be and pretend to be. And, yeah, she was my little world and she was like a sister to me, actually, because she went to school with my younger sister and that's how we got to know each other because she asked me, was I Rachel's sister? Mm. And I said, yeah, how do you know, as you do it at them days, and we just went from there. Claire was just turned 17, and I met her when she was doing a beautician course in the House of Beauty in Kirby.
Yeah.
And then we just fell madly in love because she was an absolute sweetheart. She was, I could go on for hours, Pete, but she was just...
Everybody knew she was incredibly popular, but when, sadly, she passed away, people were stunned at the amount of people at the church, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Claire was a very private person and so were the family. They were very private people. So, you know, people wasn't... People really didn't know, the full illness of Claire, which that's how we'd like to keep it, as full respect for Claire and the family. And all we can live off for now is just getting the awareness out there because we've seen how many people were there for the funeral. We knew we could reach out to people and make a difference, and that's where and what we're trying to do now. We're already made a difference already. A young lady from the USA has emailed the foundation to say that she was getting pains in her neck and she thought it was through exercise, and so she went to the doctor and she was diagnosed with 1A melanoma, which was the same as Claire at the beginning. And she's thanked the foundation for saving her life, actually. And we've had quite a few of them who just asked me.
And that's only just started. Only just started.
That's only just started, Peter. So what we're doing now in the short few months, what we're reaching out for people, what are we going to do over the years? That's the plan.
Well, it's great. And it's early days because it's very, very new, very fresh to you, but also very painful still as it comes over in your voice. So, you know, out of small things like this grow big foundations. And I think because she was so popular, I think so many people will help. Well, it touched me and I never met her. And I'd heard so much about her and it touched me. And I saw the grief for such a beautiful, beautiful looking lady.
Oh, she's stunning, isn't she?
And married a year?
Yes, to Paul.
You know, Paul Daly, who, well, isn't coming to terms with it, is he? He just can't believe that he's lost his beautiful Claire.
No, it's going to take time. It's going to take a long time. And I think it goes out without saying for the rest of the family and even friends of Claire, it's going to take a while because everyone still can't believe it. And that's the way, for me personally, how I like to keep it. I keep on pretending she's gone on holiday somewhere or she's busy with work and she hasn't had time to text. But that's the way I've got to deal with things, Pete, and that's what's keeping me going. Yeah. And the likes of tomorrow, and Claire would have been turning 30 next week. It was a great opportunity for me to think, right, well, let's do something positive for this week. Like you said, regards to being the races and, you know, Claire's favourite time of the year, her birthday, Ladies' Day, and...
I think it's great. So what you're doing is at Serco, from 12 o'clock, there's going to be a tanning cut. You can get tanned, can't you?
You sure can. It's just a small donation of £10 that will go to or go to the Claire Daly Foundation. We've set up a Just Given page as a buffet to get on the Just Given so we can claim the gift aid.
Yeah.
And the fact that
but people can come down with a £10, can't they?
Of course they can. We would never turn the money away, but it just would have made things easier for myself, so I'm not manhandling all kinds of money. But everyone's welcome.
Yeah, because a lot of people don't understand Just Giving.
No.
So I think it's important to say that, especially if the weather's like today, it's going to be great to go down. And of course, Thursday, Friday, Saturday is the Grand National, and everybody wants to look good. So why not go to Serco and give some money to help this foundation that want to just find more research about melanoma? Because you think diagnosed in September and died in December, that is horrendous for a 29-year-old young lady with everything in her life to live for. How long is it going to go on for tomorrow?
Tanathon, we've aimed to do it 12 till 9, but I'm happy to go past the 9 o'clock mark if people are coming home late from work, etc.
Because you know I'm coming down with Leanne Campbell to be tanned.
I believe so. I believe.
Now tell me it doesn't get off on your bed.
No, well, it's, you know our main sponsors are Faith Beach.
Yeah, so tell me what happens. I'm going to arrive tomorrow.
Yes.
With a bathing costume. I presume I need a bathing costume.
Just your Speedos.
Speedos, right, yes. And then what happens?
And then what we'll do is we'll put you in our Faith Beach tent that's all being provided by Faith Beach.
Right.
And one of my gorgeous girls, will professional sprayer, will spray it on you.
Right. Now, what happens then? I mean, when I put my clothes back on, what happens to me? My clothes?
Well, not because we'll dry you off before you put your clothes back on.
Ah, right.
So what we do is the gun that we spray the tan with, it dries you.
Right, And do you get your face done as well?
You can get your face done if you want.
Oh yeah, I want my face done. I won't look orange, will I?
No.
Because
you
know they have a go at me anyway, because I'm always tanned.
Well, as long as it's a fake one piece, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
No, be more than welcome to come down. I'm hoping Leanne's going to get her tan done as well.
She is, and she's going to try and get there for about 4:15. Because she's got a boot camp that she's doing right now. So she's going to come down, and then she's going to come down with me. We want to get some photos, because I'd like to do a piece for my column as well.
Oh, okay.
Which will be great.
Really appreciate it.
I did you know I got sorted from some tickets for you for the National?
Oh, no, that's the first. No, I didn't know that, no.
Well, you know, there's a group going. Are you going with them?
No, there's a big group for Claire's family. They're all going and...
Right, well, I got the tickets for that.
Oh, right, OK. So you're
going
to do it
because they were struggling. No, I was told about them. And somebody came to me and said, could I help? And I went, if I can help, yeah. And when I told the Grand National the story, they sorted us with the tickets, because you can't get tickets. You can't get tickets for Saturday. So we got 12 tickets for them.
Thank you very much. I'll pass along to the family because I know they're all going along.
Yeah, well, they'll know about it. They'll know about it because they were given to Paul. So, and he paid all the money over, so it was really great. So, but we got him some freebies ones as well. So we did well out of it for them. And that was me saying thank you to to them. And thank you, a big thank you to Harewood International and also the Grand National for doing that for us.
I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone that's got involved for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, this is only done within the 3-week period,
yeah.
And the amount of support that I've had and they getting on board and Serco just letting us go down.
Yeah.
Been amazing. And
well, I think it's a great idea because the money is going, first of all, you're getting your tan, then the money's going to the Claire Daly Foundation, which is great, but also you're going to look good for the National or just going out at the weekend.
Of course, and not forgetting the goodie bags that we have as well. We've got 100 goodie bags to do, which I'm doing as we speak.
Oh, that's good.
Okay.
So that's good. So the first 100 people get a goodie bag.
Yes.
Fantastic. So it's from 12 o'clock at Serco. And I'm actually the last fake tan I used was Saint-Tropez.
Oh no! Come on, you got to stick with the fake base. Can't do that on radio.
Well, I'll wash it off, right?
Okay.
And I'll come down for the fake base. Right. So a serious thing. Now, how can people find out more about Claire Daly Foundation?
If they just go on to Facebook, or if they go to our website, which is the Claire Daly Foundation.
Yeah.
They just put it in Google, it'll just come up. You can get us on Twitter as well, at the CDF charity.
Yeah.
We're also now on Instagram as well, which is the CDF charity again for Instagram. But yeah, it's just all over the internet now, Pete. And if it obviously your listeners could obviously just get on board, like our page on Facebook, share it to the friends, invite the friends, and just let's make a difference to melanoma. If anyone has, you know, skin.
And we're doing it in the name of a beautiful, beautiful young lady who sadly passed away at 29, 1 year married. We're trying to make a difference, which is important.
That's it.
Stephanie, we're going to be a friend to you anyway as a radio station, so we're here for you when you need us.
So
I know Leanne's going to be talking about it in the morning. I'm coming down about 4-ish with Leanne. And tell us again what the Facebook and Twitter is.
So The Facebook is the Claire Daly Foundation page.
Yeah.
And the Twitter is CDF Charity.
Yeah.
All capital letters up to the charity bit. And the same goes for the Instagram as well. CDF, capital C, and then lowercase charity.
Smashing. And it's a great thing tomorrow from 12 o'clock to 9 o'clock at night. So you've got all day to get down there. I think it's great. Girls, in your lunch hour. Boys, in your lunch hour. Afternoon, in your afternoon tea. The lot.
Everything. Thank you so much, Peter. Really appreciate it.
Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay. Good night. God bless.
Bye-bye, Stephanie.